What is up, Internet Fitness family? This is the Fitness Reborn podcast coming at you once again. I am your right and honorable host, Sean. And my guest this morning is Morgan Westrum. Morgan is a lab scientist of 15 years, volunteer EMS and firefighter, a wife and a mother to three kids, and the Plexus Ambassador. Did I say that right, Plexus?
Plexus, yep.
Plexus Ambassador. Okay. And that's really what we're here to discuss here. So the Plexus Ambassador is a lot of work she does dealing with gut health and microbiomes and all that stuff here. So yeah, Morgan, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
So a little bit of backstory here for Morgan. I've known Morgan for, what was it, like 3 years now?
Yeah.
3-4 years? Okay.
Yeah.
I kind of met you by accident.
Yeah.
One night. we both work for the same hospital.
Yep.
So actually in that time, I've known Morgan. I've actually watched her transform physically in front of me. And she looks quite a bit different now than she did when I first met her. So that's a testament to her own progress and her own work. And so hence me nagging her for I don't know how long to come onto this program and talk to me about what she does. Because I see her social media work as well. What I see on social media and what I've seen her do for herself. So now here we are, lo and behold, she's going to talk to us about Plexus. So, all right, let's kind of dive into the backstory here. I know you sent me the bio. I like to kind of start this way because we kind of set a stage here for what we're going to talk about for the remainder of the interview. So let's go through the backstory of Plexus and your work. Where do you want to begin with that?
Okay. So my story kind of starts really about 7 years or so ago when an integrative medicine provider was working at the hospital that I used to work at. And at that time, she really is the type of provider who will look at the whole picture. She looks at your hormones. She looks at all these different things and will try to dive deeper into the root causes of what ever issue you might have be going on. So she kind of looks at the whole picture, which is not really typical of what other, family practitioners do. A lot of the times you just go in with a symptom and you talk about whatever you have going on and they prescribe you a medication. Whereas she's the type of person who will look at all sorts of different things, your diet, how much water intake you have, and then also looks at your different hormones and what's optimal for you. So what really kind of got me started on the gut journey was just knowing that we're deficient in so many different things. Our bodies just don't absorb things like they should. And so she talked about the gut microbiome, and she had different, vitamins and things that you should look into for supplementing. And that kind of just got me going in that direction. So I was, purchasing some things that she had offered there at the hospital and then doing like multivitamins. I was doing, I can't even remember. There were several different things that I was taking. And I did this for about a year, and I tried a gummy, like multivitamin, I think it was a VitaFusion gummy. And I took this one for quite some time, and I started to notice that my short-term memory, was like non-existent. It was so scary. Like I was having a conversation with the gal from LifeServe. So I would coordinate different blood drives at the hospital that I used to work at. And I was introducing myself to this gal and I had asked her where she was from. She answered me. We had eye contact. I asked her the same exact question immediately after she answered me. And I knew, like, the look on her face was just like, oh, what's wrong with you? You know? And I'm like, oh my gosh, did I just ask you that question? And so it really scared the crap out of me that my short-term memory and this brain fog was just insane. And, you know, working in the lab, we, you know, you work with drawing patients' blood, and you work with all sorts of bodily fluids. And so, when you realize that you're, and you find out that your certain blood test results are super high and way abnormal. So my B12 and my folate levels were sky high that the analyzer had to go into an auto dilution. So I wasn't absorbing this type of vitamin that I was taking. So I 1000% believe that you really get what you pay for. And there's just, you know, brands out there that are just over the counter, just aren't quality. Like, there's just crap in them. So, so a coworker of mine, she actually had introduced me to Plexus and said, you should really try this. But I guess to back up, I even went to the extreme of getting an MRI done and seeing and making sure that my brain was okay. Cause I thought that maybe I have MS or something, you know, or brain tumor. Like, my brain just goes to the worst case scenario,
right,
obviously.
Right. Right. Yeah.
So it really led me down that path of towards Plexus. And, at that time too, we were also, in the process of diagnosing our oldest with ADHD. Mm-hmm. He is, 11 years old now. And when we first started this process, I believe he was like 8. And at that time he was still wetting the bed, and we had gone to a urologist down in Des Moines, and they prescribed a prescription for him, and we tried it for a month and it didn't do anything for him. So that we, when I was starting this journey of researching things and what helps, like different supplements and things to provide him and what to take out of his diet and, you know, limit things. So, we tried a vitamin, and it was, a brand that was marketed through Facebook that was geared towards, you know, kiddos with ADHD and that sort of thing. And we tried that one, and yeah, no, that one, it didn't really notice. I didn't notice anything.
Market through Facebook. I think that was probably the first red flag.
Yeah. So it was something that kind of helped me keep the ball going with, you know, right, continuing on that research. Cause I really didn't want to go to the extreme of a hardcore medication for him. But at that time in his schooling, we were about halfway through the year, and they needed to see some results, like, 'cause he was starting to be disruptive. You know, he could not follow multiple step directions. And so we ended up trialing a few different things, but in the meantime, I'm still, like, you know, the gut health journey. So it wasn't until April of 2020, I believe, when I started my Plexus journey. And I immediately noticed the difference in the brain fog, like, within a couple of weeks. Like, my short-term memory was coming back. Like, I wasn't having these crazy, you know, a lot of women, we chalk it up to pregnancy brain. And that's a huge thing that you hear a lot, is pregnancy brain. And so for a long time, I did chalk it up to that. But it wasn't until Plexus came around, and it's all about gut health. It's all about how we have this overgrowth of yeast and in our guts that we just can't, our bodies can't absorb the supplements and the nutrients like it should, like how it was intended to. So, over time, like generations ago, like 4 generations ago, you know, they didn't have these diseases like what we have now, because there wasn't the processed foods. There wasn't the preservatives in our foods. There wasn't all of these different prescriptions that people were getting passed out, like, handy, you know, and, you know, if you get a symptom and then you take this medication and then you get another symptom and then they want you to take this other prescription and it's just keeps snowballing. So over time, our guts just do not function like how they should. And you get that overgrowth of yeast. And so plexus is all about the gut health. So the three main things are blood sugar, inflammation, and gut health. So it addresses all three of those. And when you get a gut that is, you know, well balanced with the different types of bacteria, you're able to thrive instead of survive. So it really, I've learned so much over these last 3 years, especially, but leading up to my journey before Plexus really found me, like it was a struggle. It was a huge struggle. And so my passion now is really just getting the word out there to people that, you know, you need to be your own advocate. You need to fight for your own health and your wellness. And our culture is just so backwards with, and we should be preventing, you know, instead of on the tail end of things and trying to, you know, fix it from the back end. So it really, and, you know, it's known that all disease begins in the gut. So, and they've said that for thousands of years. Like, I'm going to totally destroy his name. Hippocrates. Yeah. Yeah, is that, I can't ever say that word right.
Hippocrates. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Right. So all disease begins in the gut. And so it's really strange. I really want to be in different studies for just my children alone. So I have three kiddos. So my oldest has ADHD, and they say it is genetic. So obviously, you know, when we were diagnosing him, our provider was like, you realize the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And so it kind of got me thinking about my things. So I was on birth control pill for nearly 20 years because I had irregular cycles. And at that time, you know, it was something just to help me, you know, with the hormones. But over time, so I started it when I was 13. And by the time I was 17, I was already depressed and had anxiety and suicidal thoughts. And my parents didn't think anything of it. They're like, oh, what do you have to be depressed about? That sort of thing. So it was a struggle. And so, you know, looking back now, I know that a lot of my issues stemmed from the synthetic hormones that I was putting into my body for years, nearly two decades. So it takes time to get your gut back in balance and to heal your gut. A lot of these things are like leaky gut. You literally just have a leaky gut, and anything from fatigue to low energy, low sex drive, anything like that, it can all be stemmed from your gut. So I don't know. I started listening to a lot of podcasts and a lot of different books. A gal who I started following on Instagram, her name's Dr. Amy Shaw. I was literally fist pumping in the air when I was listening to this book and a podcast. It was actually a friend of mine who introduced me to Ed Milet too. Mm-hmm. And he actually had her on. And that was my first podcast that I listened to that. I was like, oh my gosh, it's finally getting out there. Like, because I knew that there just had to have been something bigger. There's something else going on. It can't just be me who's feeling this way. And so it really started my journey with listening to self-help books and that sort of thing. But Dr. Amy Shaw, she wrote a book called I'm So Effing Hungry and I'm So Effing Tired. And she is, I mean, she's super smart, lots of degrees, and she did her own research, and she has her own plan that she does with her patients. But yeah, it's amazing. I really want all of my people who start Plexus to listen and or read that book. It's just so insightful onto how our body is the brain gut, you know, connection, and our gut is literally our second brain. So if, you know, even mental health issues or mind management, brain health issues, that sort of thing is, it's very important to me to, you know, make sure people realize that, you know, 70 to 80, even more percent of your serotonin and dopamine comes from your gut. So,
Plexus, so with Plexus, so just to be kind of clear, what exactly does Plexus really do? What do they offer? Is it like a supplementation, or is it just kind of like an, is it kind of like an educational platform?
It's supplements. It's all plant-based supplements from God's beautiful green earth. There's nothing that is synthetic and made or additives of that sort of thing. So it's the main, the foundational of Plexus is called Triplex, which is three different things. So one of them is a pink drink. They're pretty famous for this pink drink. It actually just got patented back in October, I believe. And that pink drink is, it helps balance your blood sugars. So essentially a lot of issues stem from insulin resistance and any autoimmune disorder, that sort of thing. It all stems from our hormones. And so insulin is one of those huge hormones that we have, main hormones that we have. And when we start to become resistant to insulin, like we just can't, our body can't break down things like it should. So the pink drink really helps to balance out that blood sugar and stabilizes energy. It helps you feel fuller. It's magical. And then BioCleanse, which is another supplement, which is essentially just magnesium. It's magnesium. We're all so deficient in magnesium. And it is a gentle cleanse, and it helps you clean out your bowels. And it's it helps to get rid of the junk. And then we have the Probio 5, which is top-notch probiotic. So that is your gut. Your gut is just full of all of these different types of bacteria. And the Probio 5 actually has an antifungal in it, which is able to break down that yeast overgrowth. And so that BioCleanse will then come out, come through and clean it out. So the Probio 5 is able to get rid of the bad bacteria and help you flourish with good bacteria. And the BioCleanse cleans it out. And then the pink drink is actually like a prebiotic too, that helps feed the good bacteria. So it's a weed seed feed type of mentality of Plexus. So it's really addressing all of it. And you can work out, you can eat healthy, you know, you can try your very best to, you know, stay away from those cravings. But it really is gut health that is able to get you to where you really want to be. So for me, you know, when I first started working at Mary Greeley, I was working overnights for nearly a year and a half. And I was nowhere. So I had, when I met you, it was when I was having Dawson, our youngest, who is actually our Plexus baby. And 9-day difference between all three of my babies, pregnancies. But so when I met you and had Dawson, and so I was on maternity leave. So I just started my Plexus business, I guess, or, you know, really sharing my story and getting that out there. So things were thriving in that sense. And then when I had Dawson and I started working and overnights for a year and a half, things just really, I was barely surviving. Like I was thankful for my Plexus, you know, supplements and stuff.
Yeah. Overnight work. I've done it. Overnight work is harsh.
It is so hard on your body.
It's pretty taxing on your body. So
yeah. And I fully believe that it takes a special individual who can do that for their lifestyle. Like I know people who have careers working overnight, and it just wasn't for me and my brain health and, you know, so I really was giving myself some grace at that time and not worrying about, you know, getting the baby weight off. And literally I was just surviving. And so about a year ago, I've been on days. I've had a routine schedule, 6 to 2:30. And I'm finally able to get into that circadian rhythm, get into different routines, and focus on my journey. Mm-hmm. But it really wasn't until I started a 3-day fast. So Plexus came out with a reset program, which is a nutritionally supported fast for 3 days. It's kind of like a control alt delete when you need to just reset things. And that was really what like launched my metabolic everything to get it refired up, to get this weight off, to get to feeling better. And
just in that 1 3-day fast.
Yeah.
That kick started everything.
It kick started everything. And it was insane to see, you know, so when I started on days, which was November of last year, I'm the type of person where I don't set goals for myself. It's weird. Like, it's really hard. I was talking to you about this once before, but so I started a challenge through St. Jude's, like 1 mile walk a day in November, just to get me into routine of waking up early in the morning. Cause that was a change. And, it gave me something to have a goal. And so that helps get my journey for fitness, like getting, you know, into routine better. Cause obviously we should be moving our bodies and that's very important. So that helped. I lost maybe like 3-4 pounds in that process, and which was great, you know, but I had had this 3-day reset. It had just come out the summer before. It had been sitting on my counter. I just did not have the mental capacity to figure out like if I could really do it. So we had a trip coming up, and Brad and I both, we did it together, and he had one. And of course, men can lose weight so quickly, and he lost like 13 pounds within 2 days, which is dumb.
that you are probably echoing the frustration of so many women I've heard in this space. I mean, I've heard people, you know, women who do Weight Watchers and stuff like that. It's mostly women, right?
Yeah.
Mostly women in these Weight Watchers programs. You get like one or two guys sprinkled in there.
Yeah.
And then they all start out on the same thing, and they do the weekly weigh-in or some nonsense. Or,
yeah.
And then the guy's like, you know, in 1 week, the guys lose 11 pounds just by giving up beer.
Yeah.
Or bread or something like that.
Exactly.
And the women have barely budged.
Yeah. It's hormones, obviously. Yeah. It's the hormones. So it's insane to watch. But that really was what I needed to kickstart this journey. So I've done like 4 resets. I really would like to do one, you know, at least 4 times a year just to, you know, get rid of those toxins. Because, you know, every now and then the occasional drink is nice, you know, indulging in a cookie here and there. But like the sugar cravings, the cravings is what was able, it's insane how just this pink drink could give me that strength or whatever to reduce those cravings. Because cravings is just, there's a difference between being hungry and craving. So like your cravings will make you go towards the cookie or whatever it may be that you're craving. Whereas it takes away that craving. It's insane.
Sure. So it's like, in your opinion, so the craving, a lot of people think cravings are just a matter of willpower. It's just a matter of having enough strong character to fight off what you want. It's just a matter of like delayed gratification as opposed to like immediately indulging yourself.
Right.
Do you think it's more of like a chemical compulsion?
Yeah, it's definitely that chemical reaction because, you know, when you were, 3-4 years old and you were able to have that ice cream and it gives you this dopamine rush and you just are craving that that rush of dopamine. Like, so it is a chemical imbalance, you know, that you just, you are wanting to create. And then, you know, 10 minutes, half hour later, you're like, ugh, I wish I wouldn't have done that.
You know? Sugar remorse.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So it's insane how I've had, I'm finally starting to slowly get some people at work joining and really? And have just some of the comments that I'm hearing of feeling fuller and not having to finish their whole meal, which has never been a thing for a long time, and just being able to say no to that piece of chocolate and even feeling calmer. Mm-hmm. Just having a longer fuse to be able to manage your children. That was huge for me. So I could go on and on and on and on and on about it all. But
so when you have someone enrolled in Plexus, so mm-hmm. it's a what's the process behind that? So obviously you have to meet a rep, you know, so I mean, people at job, it's pretty easy for them because you're right there, and
yeah,
if they have you on social media, then they mm-hmm. see what you do, mm-hmm. and they probably have noticed you physically as well, and they can see how you've gone from point A to point B, mm-hmm. as I clearly did.
Yeah.
You know, so what's the steps to actually getting enrolled with Plexus?
So it's really just having a conversation. It's reaching out and you know, talking about what things are troubling you. If it's something that you want to get off of three different prescriptions for your high blood pressure or for your acid reflux, you know, it's really just having that conversation. You know, sometimes it's hard because it does involve taking, you know, supplements. It's a pill. It's a supplement. But some people just don't like popping pills throughout the day, mm-hmm. or having to remember to take this 30 minutes before they eat their biggest meal. So it just depends on the individual. It if they are wanting to focus on losing weight or if they're wanting to focus on having more energy, there's different ways to go about it. Like when I first started out, I was so hardcore pushing the triplex, the whole shebang, which is ultimately, you know, the foundation, and it is what Plexus is built upon. But, you know, establishing that well-balanced gut and, but it really is, it's come down to where I'm really wanting to ensure that I'm able to focus on each individual and ensuring them that, you know, it takes time to get our bodies, you know, it didn't happen overnight that our bodies got this way. It, you know, however, I'm 30, going to be 38, I think, in April. You know, it's something that it's taken this long to get me to this point. But yeah, it was really rewarding when I'd have coworkers say, oh my gosh, like you lost weight, you know? And when you came up to me and you're like, you're really looking healthy, like, you know, that's awesome. And then when you have coworkers say, okay, Morgan, you really need to go buy new scrubs because like, I'll put my cell phone in my pocket and my pants will start to fall off. Like it's to that point where, okay, yeah.
Did someone say that to you or did you say that to you?
Yeah. Well, yes. Gina did tell me. She's like, yeah, it's time. You've, yeah.
Nice.
So yeah, it's really just establishing a connection with people. And that's where I really want to focus. Cause some people, they, you know, especially with this time of year with New Year's resolutions, so like last month, we were really pushing this reset and helping people before the holidays so that they could have that strength, that willpower to be able to say no to all the goodies and overindulging. And so that they had these tools to help them, you know. But it's really crazy how just last month, we had over 16,000 new people sign up and start this journey. Just like it top. We haven't had that big of sales in a long time. So it's really, it works. It's something that it's a lifestyle change. It's not something that you just do for a little while and you quit and you give up. It's something that I've told my husband, we've had this conversation multiple times. It was a struggle at the beginning, getting him on board as well, because, you know, you get what you pay for, but it's also something that you can work to get your products paid for. You can make a business out of it. There's so many people who are just thriving with the amount of people that they're helping out. And they're able to quit their jobs and make this a business. And a part of me, I'm dreaming big and wanting to, you know, grow my tribe as well. But, it's a struggle between, you know, working full time and being a full time mom and the busy mom life. Like this last fall was just insane with the amount of every single day was something. And it was hard. It's not easy, but, it has been such a blessing for me and my family. I should say that, my oldest, you know how I said that he wet the bed? Mm-hmm. Well, when I had started Plexus, I was like, I want to get these for my kiddos too and see. So I started giving him my Probio 5 at bedtime. And within a week, he had quit wetting the bed. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I was still working overnights. And so I had, there was a couple nights in there that Brad hadn't. Well, I didn't really tell him what I was doing either. So the next day, of course, Hudson had wet the bed on those nights that he hadn't given. So I had given him the Probio 5 the next night, and we've been dry ever since. So it's insane. What's
the connection between ADHD and wetting the bed? Do you know?
So with him, we were also taking he's taking Vyvanse. So like an Adderall, that type of hardcore prescription. It also, a side effect is constipation. Okay. And one of his issues ever since he was a baby, that's one of the things why my sister-in-law, she's just like, you're just so obsessed with poop. And it's kind of funny because I would be like crazy, like helicopter mom, how has he pooped today? So he was the type of baby who like would go days without pooping. So that, you know, he struggled with constipation and he was a colicky baby and just all of these different things, you know, from when he was in the womb. And so him taking this prescription and being constipated in general and that on top of it, it helps the BioCleanse and the Probio 5 helps to, you know, release that tension. Oh my gosh, the vagus nerve, you know, and to be able to loosen up on that to have the bowel movements. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's insane. It's insane how your gut literally has everything to do with all of it, all of it. So,
yeah, I mean, because my son takes ADHD meds as well. I don't know if yours does or you mm-hmm. just don't have him on. Okay. Yeah. He takes mm-hmm. ADHD meds, as well. But you know, wetting the bed or anything like that was never really an issue for him. Mm-hmm. So I was just kind of perplexed by that. I'd never had any reason to think that there was some sort of tie between the two, but so that's interesting that, that in an effort to clean up his gut biomes and stuff like that, you also kind of killed two birds with one stone and solved another problem, which is a problem that's very embarrassing, especially for a child who's 8 years old.
Yes, yes, you know? Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So for him, you know, so all three of my babies, so my oldest, my pregnancy with him, I pretty much ate whatever I want. I had a Dairy Queen blizzard almost every day for a long time. At one point, I had like 4 Charleston Chews at one sitting when I was at work. It's a candy bar. It's disgusting. Oh. It's gross. Now that I think of it, it's weird. But at the time, I absolutely loved them, and the cravings were ridiculous. I had terrible issues with my kidneys with him. Oh, shoot. Are you still there? I lost you. Are you there?
Hi.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, see? I told you. See? It just craps out on you. Anyways, all right.
No
go
worries.
On. Continue.
No worries.
I'll work on editing that part.
No worries. Yeah. So then my second baby, we struggled to get pregnant. So when I got pregnant with Hudson, it was, we met it at the 6-month mark after being off the birth control pill. With Callan, it took us like 14 months to get pregnant. So it was a really hard, strenuous time in our relationship. And, we got pregnant. I still had issues with my kidneys for that pregnancy. Struggled with muscle cramps. It was a tough pregnancy, but I did my best at eating better, and not going into those cravings and eating junk. I really focused more on a healthier pregnancy in that way. He's been a good baby. He's a little turd. He's a perfect middle child. Total, 9-day difference between my oldest and him. And then when we were debating on whether or not to have another baby, I really wanted another one. I wanted a girl. And I had just started Plexus. I had gotten some samples. I had been doing it for like a week to 2 weeks. And I'm like, yep, I'm sold. I'm feeling so much better already. And I have PCOS, which is polycystic ovarian syndrome, and where it was like clockwork. After every period that I would have each month, that next week I would have cysts on my ovaries. It was just a pain in the butt. I had headaches nearly daily at the time, and so when I started this pink drink and we magically got pregnant, like the stars aligned, we got pregnant with Dawson, and that's when like COVID hit. And so the pink drink helped my hormones. It helped to regulate my hormones and for me to actually release eggs. So I truly believe that God opens doors and things happen on his time. And it was just such a blessing. And I had the best pregnancy ever. That's what sold me too, was the fact that it was strongly encouraged to continue taking these supplements while you were pregnant, because it's so good for you and so good for the baby. And so no issues with kidneys during that pregnancy. It was a very, very healthy pregnancy. I didn't have any issues with muscle cramps or leg cramps or anything like that, because my BioCleanse magnesium literally is the saving grace of muscle cramps. And, she's a healthy baby girl. She's got her own gut microbiome is way different than Hudson's. Yeah. So we're playing catch up with Hudson, and he's been taking the BioCleanse and the ProBio 5 every night to help with his gut health. There's some other ones that I would like to add in for him, like our Mega X, the fatty acids, that sort of thing. But yeah, it's just Dawson. She's going to be 3 here next month. And she's just a amazing person. She's smart. She's intelligent. She's, got a good head on her shoulders. And it's crazy to see the difference in the 3 of them, just from your gut. So something that I wanted to mention, was, with me working in the lab, we see a lot of health issues, and me, working in microbiology, especially. There was one day I was, finalizing some cultures, and there was a like 99-year-old man who had a UTI. he had a urinary tract infection. And it was like E. coli or something like that, and very common. And his, so what we do is we identify what type of bug it is, and then we figure out what type of antibiotic will help fight off that bug. Mm-hmm. So all of the antibiotics, he was sensitive to all of them. Any one of them would have worked. Then I came up to like a 23-year-old female, and she was already resistant to three of the bigger antibiotics. So that in itself is telling me that, you know, this gentleman who's, you know, lived his a full life, his gut is able to fight off any of those different antibiotics, and anything would work for him. But whereas this 23-year-old, she has probably taken multiple antibiotics her whole life, and she is resistant to things now. So we create these super bugs because we are passing out these antibiotics for cough or for a virus. Like, we shouldn't be doing that. And, you know, so it's such a struggle being in healthcare and seeing these things. And it's a, you know,
what do you think of the way things are now that we've come out of COVID and we went through 3 years of masks, of hand sanitizers, and, you know, if it was bad before, what's it like now? Are we on the verge of like a superbug Armageddon here?
Yeah, no, it's definitely something that I feel like it's hyped up. I mean, obviously it was a scary time. We were all super worried and we didn't know what to do. And mm-hmm. even now, you know, if somebody gets a cough or you've got a scratchy throat and we throw on a mask to, you know, it's just, it's definitely one where you have to do your due diligence and be your own health advocate, and different herbs and vitamins and minerals and all of those right. different things to continue to help your body thrive and fight off. So just educating people on the importance of knowing that yes, antibiotics and prescriptions are necessary. Yes, medicine is super important, and it helps us, you know, in those times that is necessary. But it is also important to know that when you are constantly taking antibiotics, especially if your child continues to have ear infections or, you know, issues with strep throat all the time, or constantly having to take an antibiotic as a child, their gut literally is wiped out. There's nothing left in their gut. There's no good bacteria left to help fight off, because your immune system is your gut. So when you're able to fight off things naturally, and not have to resort to antibiotics, for a bacterial infection, you know, it's, that's why people end up in the hospital with, C. diff. They literally are just having diarrhea all the time because they don't have anything left in their gut. And that's another thing that brings me to...
Why don't you clarify for people who aren't lab professionals, what is C. diff?
So Clostridium difficile. It's a type of bacteria that when... extended time of antibiotic use, you are wiping out your gut flora, your good bacteria. It takes out the bad too, but the antibiotic that you were on will take out the bad, but it also takes out the good. So when you have nothing left, you become toxic. And so this Clostridium difficile, it is a test that we do off of a stool sample, and it tells us whether or not you are toxic. And so people who aren't getting better sometimes will have to resort to doing a fecal transplant. And that's something that I'm also involved in. I love the fact that our hospital does this, that we do fecal transplants. So what a healthy donor, such as myself, donates their stool, and it's processed and it goes through a whole thing and is given to the person who has C. diff. And that helps to establish that environment and gets that good bacteria, you know, balanced in their gut. So hopefully they don't have diarrhea any longer. So it's pretty cool. It's insane. It's, I was a little kid in a candy store at Christmas morning, you know, when I thought that my specimen, my stuff was going to get used on a patient. That day will come. It's coming, but kind of weird. I know. I am obsessed with poop.
It's I guess you kind of are a little obsessed with poop, yeah. You know, and it's kind of, it's almost like a childlike quality, you know, how kids make poop jokes and some
stuff like that. Yeah. Yep. I get made fun of about it all the time. It's okay.
So, all right. So you work with Plexus as an ambassador. All right. Yep. So, I mean, is there a certain qualification to become an ambassador, or, you know, you just kind of buy into it? And,
yeah. Heavens no. That's one of the things that I love about it too, is you don't have to do like shows. You don't have to have an inventory. It's great to be able to pass out some samples to give people to try and see what they think, if they like the taste, whatever. But no, it's anybody really, honestly, what it comes down to is people wanting to make that lifestyle change. And, you know, instead of resorting to having to take a prescription for their thyroid for the rest of their life, or whatever, the high blood pressure, whatever it may be. Just by getting their gut, you know, balanced and healthy, those things can then get addressed, and eventually people can get off of those medications. And so, like I said, it's a lifestyle. It's not something that it's just, you know, take for a little while. Yeah. But it really ultimately, people who start the journey just want to be healthier. And then there's people who have such a passion and a desire to get that information out to others and help others thrive.
Have you met like people who come into like maybe to Plexus in the same way they would go into something like Beachbody or South Beach or something like that? Like these kind of supplement / workout online programs where you join it, you become a rep, and then you pass it out to your friends, and then you're supposed to. It's a pyramid scheme. Let's just say it's a pyramid scheme. You build, you know, you start one person, you start with all your family, immediate friends, you get them on board, ideally, and then it just kind of grows from there. And now you got this whole big following, and so and then you're designing a business around that kind of thing here too. It's a pyramid. It's a pyramid scheme. Is what it is. Yeah. But you know, with things like Beachbody and things like it doesn't seem like there is a real large adherence to it. It's just kind of like, you know, people get onto it because it sells a Beachbody. And what's a Beachbody mean? It means we're getting ready for the summer season. When you're out there with fewer clothes on, you're at the beach, people are looking at you, probably not thinking about you nearly as much as you think they are.
Yeah.
But it sells an image. It sells a body type.
Yeah.
Have you had people who have come into it thinking it's that?
Yeah, absolutely. There's skeptics all the time. I actually, one of my gals who just joined up with me, and she's ready to hit the ground running for the business side of things, because she was the same as me and wanting to help all of these. She knows people who have Crohn's and all of these other issues, autoimmune disorders, that sort of thing. She actually, when I had first started talking to her years ago, she was debating between Beachbody, and she ended up going that route first. And she did it for a little while, but and she would do the workouts religiously, but she ended up getting hurt and, you know, no longer was able to do any of that stuff. And so she, just the difference, you know, I stress this, is the fact that it is super important to move your body. It is whatever avenue that, however that takes you and whatever you find to get you into that is fabulous, and keep you moving is great. But if you don't have a well-balanced gut, if you're not able to absorb the amazing good foods that you're eating, you're just going to continue to go through this roller coaster ride of, you know, those fad diets and that sort of thing. So when we talk about the pyramid scheme, it is definitely something that is addressed a lot with Plexus, and our business side is just way different than any other company. The people who are above me, I mean, I can definitely outrank them, and I can go above them. It's all on me. It's all on the individual person and how you want to handle your own business. So I'm not going to be, of course, my team will help me, but it's all up to me and to getting, keeping my business going as well. So there's several, like 7 different ways that you can achieve points and money and that sort of thing. I'm still learning that side of things. And I, honestly, I'm not quite there yet with it, but, I have, some people on my upline who they're just so encouraging, and that they're like, you're going to pass me one of these days. Like, that's just, that's what it's insane about it. So it's the other thing that really I am just amazed about with this company is the fact that it's one of their foundational is God. Like they pray on people. They pray over people. We pray during at the end of our meetings. Christ is the center of it all. And they also, there's one of their sayings is, if you're blessed, be a blessing. So it's really just helping people to live a life fully and to thrive, you know, instead of survive. So that's how I, you know, really, you know, want to just educate people about the importance of gut health, and working in the medical field and seeing it day in and day out. It's hard, but then, you know, having the balance of also, you know, not wanting to be on my phone when I'm around my kids. And, it's a struggle for sure, but I'm definitely thankful for this platform and being able to talk with you about it and to get the word out and to share my experiences. Like, there's so much more, but I feel like I just ramble sometimes. And, but yeah, in this last year, I can officially say I'm down 40 pounds, and, you know, it's not just really about the weight, but it also was about confidence and feeling better in my skin and just happier. Because I was the type of person that I would not step on that scale when I was working overnights, because I knew I would just go down spiraling and just go down a deep, dark hole and struggle to get out of it. So when we're able to...
I don't think much of the scale anyway. I don't have one, honestly. Yeah. And you know, this one woman I work with, she does use a scale. She does it once a month though, which I think is a very healthy way to go about it. I think even once a week is too much. But yeah, so I don't think very much of scales or BMI charts or anything like that.
Well, and especially with women too, like, our weight's going to fluctuate depending on where we're at in our cycles. So that's the other thing that you have to really focus on too, is like with the 3-day resets and the fasting, like you have to know where your body's at within your cycle. 'Cause you definitely don't want to be doing that, you know, if you are on your period I've been trialing it, and, Yeah, it's with the supplements, it's something that you just have to continually adjust things. What works for me might not work for you. But yeah, we have supplements that are specific for anything, really. And that was what sold me too, was that the fact that I could still take it when I was pregnant. One other thing, for the pregnancy, I struggled to produce milk with my first two babies. And when I was doing Plexus, that was one of the things that they raved about, was the fact that they just had this overabundance of supply. And I was a milking machine. We had to go and buy a whole new deep freeze specifically for my breast milk. It was just insane. I was able to give her my own breast milk for a full year. And I was sad that we ended up not using it all. And I even donated. Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask you, couldn't you like donate it to the hospital? Yeah. Cause I know they do offer donation breast milk on the maternity floor.
Yeah. I even gave some to my best friend who was struggling to produce, and it was just huge. And there's nothing better than you can give your baby as, you know, your own. So
I guess I never thought about that, but then again, I've never been a mother, so what would I know? But that's okay. Well, let's see. Well, now, so you've been doing Plexus Ambassador for 3 years, right? About that, that time?
Yep. I'll be doing, 4 years coming up in April.
Okay. So, you know, nearly 4 years here, it's had wonderful results for yourself.
Yeah.
And, so where do you plan to go from here?
You know, I'm trying to dream bigger. I would really, it's almost one of those that you're too afraid to say it out loud. But there's people who are making six-figure incomes. You know, they're able to travel. They're able to go on these trips. Plexus is just so generous with all of their... Each month is something different. There's incentives. There's bonuses. There's contests. There's prizes. There's, trips. So I'm actually pretty close to earning this trip that's going to be in Punta Cana here in February.
Oh, nice. In the Dominican. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's something that you just never really would have thought that an average person like me would be able to do something like that. Like I've always felt like I had more of a calling, and at one point in my career, I had thought about going on to become a PA, a physician's assistant, and, you know, 'cause I'm kind of a little bit of an adrenaline junkie. God pointed me in a different path with Plexus, and I kind of had this light bulb moment, like, oh yeah, I'm definitely totally on board. So Plexus was, the original. We're the OGs of gut health, and they started back in 2008, and we're getting things patented, and it's a big deal. We're constantly having things third party tested, and striving for all of our supplies of ingredients from right here in the United States. Our researchers are always looking for ways to make things. So with this, the latest craze nowadays is this weight loss shot. You know, there's the Ozempic or whatever, the Wabuka, or I don't know what it's called, and which has terrible side effects. And it helps people to lose weight. But what happens when you quit taking it? The weight comes right back on. And so there was a Diamond Ambassador who was trialing this. We had a new flavor come out of our pink drink, and it's called the Cherry Lime Hunger Control one. And then using a supplement that's called Balance that helps to take those, the sugars and absorb them and break them down instead of it being stored as fat. And it was mimicking the same effects as people who are doing the weight loss shot. So people were having great success, and she was kind of doing her own thing. She had a couple people who were diabetics, and they were like, well, I liked this flavor better. And she's like, oh, it was just a limited time offer one. Well, found them more. And eventually they came back. Plexus came back with actually having this flavor as a full time for forever. So she started doing her own testing with people and switching over to just specifically this one flavor and then adding in this balance. And people are having amazing results. So it's just, it's gone viral. And it's been crazy to watch people. Even a gal who just recently started up with me this last month, just from drinking the pink drink. She's a very avid runner. She runs nearly every day. She just had a baby. I don't think she's a year old yet, but she's had her pre-Ellie weight on her mirror in her bedroom. And, you know, she steps on the scale fairly regularly, and all of a sudden she had dropped 3 pounds. 3 pounds can be huge. And she was just astonished. She's just, you know. So, I don't know. Just being able to give people that willpower, that you know, the confidence to believe in them, that they can do hard things, and to cheer them on, and to, you know, what works for me may not work for you, or to try different things and figure out something that will work for you. It's, I've been enjoying it. I've been loving it. I'm a Plexus lifer. I was so thankful that, you know, there was something out there. I knew it was out there. I knew there was something, and I found it, and well, it found me, but it's been an amazing journey to be in. And then just to see from going from now, like, I would love to see myself, be part-time, and be able to work this business more, be able to, we're doing Secret Santas at work. And that was one thing that I wrote down. What is something that you want and or need? And I just put time. Like, I don't really want or need anything. I just want more time. And, you know, these kiddos grow up so fast, and it's such a struggle. And, you know, like yesterday I was at work, and it was the Christmas concert at church. And, you know, I was still able to live stream it and watch here and there. But, you know, time freedom is huge.
So, Morgan, we have a closing tradition on the podcast. I don't know if you've listened before and you know what it is.
No.
But the so the closing tradition is that the guest gives the final word to the audience here. So, you know, we've talked a lot. We've covered a lot of ground here. So now it's your chance to kind of bring it all in and leave people with one thing to remember and one thing only. And what do you think that would be?
Oh, gosh. You can thrive.
For a second if you want.
Yeah, you can thrive. You don't have to. Your normal isn't normal. Your short-term memory loss, your brain fog, the daily headaches, you know, be your own health advocate. Fight for yourself. Fight for those things that you feel like, okay, well, what, we've done the colonoscopy, we've done this, there's no answers. Something's wrong with me, but I don't know what that is. And I can help you with that. Like, that's, it's all gut health. And having that well-balanced gut, you can thrive instead of survive. So,
well said.
Yeah.
Thrive instead of survive.
Yeah.
Like it a lot. Well, Morgan, thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, Sean.
Not a problem, not a problem. And sorry again earlier for the little mix-up.
It's okay.
Yeah, we got our wires crossed. We thought we were doing one thing, but it turns out we didn't really plan for that one thing.
That's so
we had
all right.
It worked out just fine. And I will put connections, social media connections, like
perfect.
Website or whatever. I'll put that in the show notes for people to connect with if they want to. So for those of you who are listening, be on the lookout for that. But yeah, thanks again. So Morgan Westrum, Plexus ambassador, mom, wife, lab scientist, and so much more, an aspiring entrepreneur in her own right.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, thanks, Sean.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks so much. And thank you to everyone who has been listening. Thank you to everyone who ever will listen. This is the Fitness Reborn podcast. Until next time, as always, train hard. Peace out. Hey, thanks so much for joining us. I hope you walk away with something useful from the episode. Don't forget that you can subscribe to my publishing platform called Samo Libs. It's the same platform I upload all my episodes, and I write my articles and my blogs and wherever else comes to mind I think is worth sharing with the world. The link is featured at the bottom of the show notes of every episode. By subscribing, you are becoming one of the very first that gets alerted whenever a new episode or a new blog or a new contribution piece becomes available on the platform. You can also follow the show, Fitness Reborn with Sean, by clicking the follow button on either Apple or Spotify or whatever your preferred streaming platform happens to be. I want you to know that your listenership, your viewership, and your continued support and your well-being mean the very world to me. Thank you so much. I hope to see you next time. Take care.